2,500 years ago, there are many countries in India. Each country wanted to expand its territories, and this caused a lot of fighting and unrest. However, in such an era, there was one small but beautiful kingdom of the Shaka clan, where the villagers lived in quiet comfort at the foot of the silvery shining, snow-covered Himalayan mountains. The capital of this country was called Kapilavastu and was governed by King Suddhodana. It was blessed with large paddy fields from which the clan harvests lots of delicious rice. Life was good, and everyone lived together very peacefully. Shakyamuni Buddha. One night, King Suddhodana's queen, Maya, had a mysterious dream. A white baby elephant descended from heaven and appeared before her. The elephant melted into her body in the dream. She knew that this was a divine message, that a person with a pure heart was about to be born. Later, when Queen Maya was strolling in the Lumbini garden, she reached out to smell the soft fragrance from the flowering branch of the Ashoka tree. It was then that a child was suddenly born from the right side of her body. "How beautiful he is," said Queen Maya. "He looks wonderful." Everyone was so delighted. At that moment, the prince took 7 steps in each direction: east, west, south, north, raising his right hand toward heaven and extending his left hand down toward the earth. He announced, "I alone am honored in heaven and on earth." This means all living beings in this world are magnificent creations and possess precious lives. I promise to walk the earth, sharing this teaching with everyone. The prince was given the name Siddhartha. Many people gathered at the castle to celebrate the birth of the prince. A hermit named Asita, known to have the ability to foresee the future, was among the joyous crowd celebrating. When he was invited into the palace and looked steadily at the prince's face, he suddenly burst into tears. "Asita, why are you crying?" asked the king. "This is a person who in the future will explain the truth that will save all human beings. However, no matter how long I extend my life, I will not be able to hear this teaching. This makes me very sad," said Asita. The king was pleased to hear such a prediction and yet started to worry that the prince might not succeed his throne. Only 7 days after the prince was born, his mother, Queen Maya, passed away. It was the queen's sister, Mahaprajapati, who raised the prince with attentive care, overflowing with great affection and love. Prince Siddhartha excelled in both his studies and in the martial arts. He had a friendly rivalry with his strong and powerful cousin, Devadatta. One day, the two of them took time to look around the village. From the sky, a small bird dove into the field, grabbed an insect in its beak, and returned to flight. Suddenly, a hawk, which had been carefully hiding, caught the small bird and flew away. Seeing these events, the prince was very sad. Without any warning, Devadatta aimed an arrow at the hawk. The arrow hit the hawk's wing. The freed bird flew in the opposite direction into the blue sky. The prince quietly spoke to the prideful Devadatta. Force will eventually be destroyed by force. Therefore, you should not casually point your arrow at a living creature just because you have the advantage. Despite the prince's gentle words, Devadatta said, even though you say that, I did save the small bird.